night. The water's turned on at Goldilocks College. Cottage, sorry. Oh, that was something that was really kind of a make or break deal. So that's great. As soon as, of course, everything leaks like crazy. We're going to have to work on a lot of stuff. But at the very least, we'll be able to turn on the gas, because we really do need hot water eventually. So that's going to be good. So that's done. That's getting closer and closer to the ultimate solution. See what else is going on. A funding opportunity has just popped up. I'm going to see if I can shoehorn in a couple of things. Number one, we want to get our broadband update accomplished. That's important to the opportunities. There's some money out there for it. And we'll see if we can get that taken care of. And at the same time, we're needing to upgrade our firewall, which serves as our router as well. And try to make that happen. In addition, at work, I was thinking about our circumstance with both of our candidates for the IT director and the IT coordinator jobs dropped out somewhat in disgust for the fact that we weren't going to pay them what they said they were worth. And I'm not questioning what they say they're worth. Anyway, so they both dropped out and we both said, okay, bye. I don't know if we'll hear back from one or the other of them to say, oh, well, is that job still available? It's like, I don't know. But I was just thinking of our young Raymond. He is a go-getter type of a guy. I feel like we're kind of slowing him down a little bit. And I don't want to slow him down. I want him to go at that pace that he's got. I hope he's, I hope he's he seemed really excited about programming. It's like, I'm an idiot. Why don't I just stick him on that role and let's worry about getting an IT director in here. it'd be a step up for this fellow that we're going to, I think we're going to try to interview him tomorrow. So I need to get a bit of a committee together. And we're going to be, I think that's a pretty decent way ahead. Everybody and their dogs, I tell you. Little doggies everywhere. Lisa used to be kind of a dog person, but I think she got out of it because she's been chased and nearly attacked by dogs. I've been bitten by one. I don't think she's ever been bitten. Or if she has, she hasn't talked much about it. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, now she's not much of a dog person. I don't think she's ever been a cat person. I had both dogs and cats in my background when I was younger, but I just never felt the need to do it again. I mean, you know, people say, well, I would say, well, I have kids. I don't need animals to make me complete. And then, but then they all come back and say, oh, especially if you have kids, you want to have dogs and cats. Something like that. And I know my Brenna Jelaine, she's really quite, she's finally gotten herself a dog. And it's a bit of a, I don't want her to become, I don't want the dog to be a fur baby, and it sounds like it's becoming one. I don't want her to become a dog mom. And you go, no. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, so... making some progress here and there. Need to start working on policies so that we can have this stuff. Put into place. A lot of things are just policy and implementation based on the policies. Oh, so anyway. Got to get that going. I started rolling up the new computer for me, which is going to be, we actually have a virtual workstation, and I just remote into that and get my work done that way. There's a little bit of problem with the I'm sure I can work out sound. Remote remote sound and such. I mean, if all else fails, I can always do it with a different interface. Well, regardless, but okay. So that's what I got going too. Anyway, over at the Goldilocks house, changing gears. You know, talked to Sam last night about, well, probably the water heater needs to get done first, so that that's in good shape, because that actually needs to be, that actually gets pulled together before the gas can come out, because they'll want to make sure it goes on and that the hot water heater works. I'm not knowing if we're just going to have to replace the hot water heater. Well, anyway, so we'll just have to see. Certainly cleaning things up and making it so that it works better is going to be a positive thing. So this is kind of the stuff that Sam kind of gets into. That's great. I'm very happy that two of my boys really kind of got into plumbing. I feel bad that Sam and Caleb in his current situation really isn't, they aren't letting him get involved with the things for which he has some training. That's sad. I guess it's so it doesn't interfere with probably their agreements, their on-site handyman, whatever. That doesn't want to have competition. Anyway, that also makes it so that once he's done with his volunteering, or if he just doesn't want to be there, he wants to go ahead and go on with whatever life he's got. You know, he can get started. I don't know what has married him to spending a year volunteering. He says, you don't have to spend a year. He says, you're a volunteer. You can walk away anytime you want to. He says, now don't walk away on bad terms with anybody. That's never helpful if you can avoid it. I said, but you know, this is don't feel like you're married to the year and you have to put off things. Of course, I don't know. That may not be Caleb's real thought, or it may be. I don't know. Anyway. Oh, it's a nice morning. I hope I make it okay until time change, when the sun's going to be up a little bit more. So the sun hasn't quite come up yet. Sunrise has not happened. Anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Well, let's see. So yeah, I've got some things to do today. Gonna meet with a larger group in New Mexico. Mexico has a department of IT, which is, wow, I never knew that information technologies would rise to the point of being in a department like the Department of Health or the Department of State or something like that in New Mexico government. Doesn't bother me too much because it seems like we'll be able to get some good funds out of them. And if I can cost justify it, telling them what we're in need of, and actually give them costs. I already have the costs available for doing our other broadband. Nice if I can get some grant money to pay for it. Some money, period. I don't know. I don't care what kind of money it really ends up being. All the better for saying, yeah, we grab this, we spend it on this, you know, we have a little bit left. That's a really good thing. So that's exciting. So, I know I don't like to be talking about work here. The Book of Mormon reading is about the three Nephites. Well, the disciples of Christ in America. And it's interesting because I don't think Christ really planted the idea of longevity into people's heads. He just asked them, what would you like for me after I'm gone? And of course, nine of them said, we want to live to the age of a man. And then we want to, and then we want to go and be with you. And he said, ooh, blessed are ye. It's a good thing. Then three of them, he asked, so he looked at the other three and he said, so what do you wish? He didn't phrase it in longevity yet again. He just said, and what would you like from me? And I don't know if they had talked about it before. It seemed like this had been a topic of discussion. So, of course, you can't really go by, I don't know if it's a Book of Mormon thing or if it's a quasi-Jewish thing or whatever, that people all speak with one voice and you're going, oh, okay. That seemed to be a thing. Anyway, Christ couldn't get them to say it I guess they thought it might be very impertinent. And then Christ said, I know what you're thinking. And one gets the impression that this is yet another example of you ask for something and Jesus will add to it. You know, it wasn't just that they would live until Christ's next coming, second coming, what we call the second coming. But he added to it that they wouldn't taste death particularly. It changed in the twinkling of an eye. They wouldn't feel any pain. I don't think that those were big. You just don't know, but it's like these seem to be add-ons. Now Christ knows the nature of what he's doing and he's telling them how it's going to be. And, we're still going to have, they wouldn't have sorrow, they'd have joy. And, I haven't gotten to the part to where they are. Whatever. I guess it's called being translated. And where he translates them. And they become these people that they don't get sick, they don't die, they don't anything. They'll continue to do the work that they're doing. But apparently at some point now, Mormon, and I think maybe Moroni, talk about getting visited by the three Nephites. But that the three Nephites at some point get taken away from the people as they grow wicked. I don't know where they get sent to. I don't know where they go. I don't know what happened. But they weren't in the midst of the people anymore. At least that, those people. So, I'm just getting to that part. And it's interesting. Anyway, I'm going past the air. I don't know if they're the air conditioners or if they're just swamp coolers. I'm not sure what kind they are here. They're covered up so you can't see them. And anyway, so nearly to our wonderful location. Regardless, we go ahead and turn this off. I need to upload this again. Talk to you later. Bye.